From RunAsRadio.com, you're listening to Run As Radio, the internet audio talk show for IT professionals with Richard Campbell and Greg Hughes. This is Brandon Wen announcing show number 147 with guest Richard Hicks, recorded Monday, January 18th, 2010. Run As Radio is produced each week by Quap Productions, providing professional media and podcasting services online at pwop.com. You can follow the boys on Twitter at twitter.com/runasradio.
Thank you, Brandon. This is Richard Campbell. You're listening to Run As Radio, and with me, as always, my co-host, Greg Hughes.
Hey, Richard. How you doing?
I'm well, sir.
Good.
And here we are again.
Here we are, once again, to do a good thing.
Yeah, remember how to do this thing.
You know where that line comes from, right?
No.
Did you ever hear the old Chicken Man radio show?
I guess I didn't.
Okay, if you've heard Chicken Man, then send an email to info@runasradio.com. We'll take a poll here. Here I am once again to do a good thing. He was like the super... Anyway.
Chicken Man. All right. It's good to know that about you, Greg.
Saving the world.
There you go.
From something.
Let us introduce our guest. Richard Hicks is a senior sales engineer and product specialist for Edge Security Solutions at the security appliance vendor Celestix Networks. He's been working with Forefront Threat Management Gateway 2010 and its predecessors for more than 12 years. He has designed and deployed network security solutions using TMG and ISA for SMBs, military and defense organizations, and Fortune 500 companies around the world. Richard is a Microsoft Most Valuable Professional in Forefront Security, and his certifications include MCP, MCSE, and the MCTS, and the Microsoft Certified Information Technology Professional Enterprise Admin, which is an acronym that's entirely too long. Richard lives and works in beautiful, sunny Southern California. Welcome back, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Great. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
So last time you were on the show, we were really focused on ISA server, but that product's gone away on us.
It has. Yes. If you recall, when we were, when we talked about a year ago, we did talk about ISA server, and we were talking about, at the time it was ISA server 2006. We spoke about this in, I think, 2009. And of course, 3 years for any technology product is going to be, you know, a pretty long time, and it's going to be a fairly old product. But in terms of a security product, of course, that is an eternity, as Greg can probably attest to. Obviously, the threat landscape changes dramatically over time, and of course, attacks become more intelligent, more directed. Of course, with the latest iteration of this product, of course, it's definitely time. It was definitely time for an upgrade, and it has some new features and functionalities that I think are going to be very compelling and definitely going to improve your customer's security posture when they deploy this.
So is this just a product name change that ISA server is now called Threat Management Gateway?
Not simply not just a name change. Certainly the name change was important. Microsoft is trying to essentially corral all of their security offerings under the Forefront umbrella. So, of course, Microsoft ISA server, which is their access solution, as well as Microsoft's Intelligent Application Gateway, or IAG, their SSL VPN remote access solution. Those were both kind of rolled up under the Forefront umbrella and are now, of course, included in the Forefront suite of security products.
So ISA server has become the threat management gateway?
Correct. So this is the next iteration or the next evolution of the product ISA server, again, referred to now as Forefront Threat Management Gateway. The good news is, of course, it's not just simply a name change. The core of the product has been improved somewhat, but the good news is that there are a number of new features and functionalities that, again, can greatly enhance security and provide protection.
So let's drill into that. But before we do, why don't you talk about, for an IT person who has never looked at this product before, what do they need to know about Threat Management Gateway? What is it? What kind of problems can it help them solve, and how do you wrap your head around it?
Oh, very good. So, excellent question. So, Forefront Threat Management Gateway, at a high level, is essentially an integrated edge security gateway. So, first and foremost, it is an enterprise-class firewall. It is capable of course, performing packet filtering, stateful packet filtering, but it is also an application layer or layer 7 firewall. Built on top of the firewall core, of course, are proxy services. We can perform proxy server services We can also conduct content caching services, as well as VPN services, both remote access and site-to-site. So it's fairly comprehensive in that manner. With the new products or the new functionality and features in Threat Management Gateway are somewhat compelling because we, again, are building on the former ISIS Server 2006 product. But included in this now are some features that really make this a true comprehensive secure web gateway. So integrated into the gateway now are antivirus and anti-malware inspection, as well as URL filtering. These are not necessarily, you know, revolutionary products themselves, but now that they're integrated in with Microsoft's product, it makes a more, you know, a much more robust solution. We have an all-new vulnerability-based intrusion prevention system, which I'm pretty excited for. That's actually very compelling. Hopefully we can talk about that in a little bit more detail. We have the ability now to actually inspect at the application layer HTTPS communication. We can terminate and inspect outbound SSL encrypted communication. Also, we have some enhanced email protection features in Threat Management Gateway that allow for very tight and unprecedented, really, integration with Exchange servers. So organizations that have a Microsoft-centric network will certainly benefit from this, but it also will benefit networks and organizations that have non-managed clients or, you know, third-party operatings, third-party browsers or non-Microsoft operating systems as well.
So is this literally going to be your edge device? Your internet connection comes into this, or do you have something in front of it?
Really, that's a design choice. It certainly is capable of performing as an edge security firewall, but the good news is that the deployment models are very flexible. The networking model is actually very robust in this product. So you can deploy it as an edge security device. You could deploy it as a back firewall behind an existing edge firewall. Really, the design options are very many. You can pretty much install this in any manner that you can imagine.
Well, and I get the sense that it's an all-in-one kind of thing. So then I start thinking, what about load balancing or other sort of edge technologies? But maybe I'm thinking going too far here. It's not really meant for that.
Oh, no. So it definitely has a number of roles and features. The good news is that, of course, it really can be deployed in all of those roles or really in any subset of them. So although it has all of these features, it's not necessary that you enable every single one. And in a lot of cases, it's probably not going to be feasible to deploy it in all of these roles. In those cases, you might have an independent array of Threat Management Gateway firewalls that are used for your outbound proxy. You might have another set that's used, you know, perhaps for antivirus inspection. You may have another set of firewalls that are used to deploy for email protection, those types of things. It's very scalable. There is Threat Management Gateway Enterprise Edition, which allows you to build out clustered arrays of TMG firewalls. These are arrays are essentially groups of firewalls that you can manage as a single logical unit. You can actually enable network load balancing on these firewalls and actually have a single IP address that addresses the array. In those cases, you can build out clustered arrays up to, you know, 8 nodes, I think, with network load balancing. It'll actually support more, but what we're finding is that functionally speaking, about 8 nodes is.
And I've ran into that number with NLB doing web stuff as well. It's just one of those sort of magic numbers. Now, why would you want a cluster of forefront servers like that? Is it just to handle a large number of connections?
Certainly handle a large number of connections, but of course, even in smaller environments, you know, customers are looking for high availability.
Right.
They don't want to lose internet access. That's, you know, vital to their business, and any business today really relies on internet communication at a minimum for email, but certainly for collaboration and everything else. So it's always desirable to have high availability. So you can create a simple 2-node cluster just to have, high availability. Also,
sure.
One of the new features since we're talking about high availability, one of the new features in Threat Management Gateway is, of course, ISP redundancy. This is new to the product. It allows you to load balance and provide failover capabilities for ISPs.
So you can have multiple internet providers, and the product will help you to make that work.
Absolutely, yes. So if you have 2 ISPs, and it's not uncommon for even small businesses to have a couple of ISP connections,
sure.
Threat Management Gateway can handle both of those and load balance traffic between them. Very granular in terms of load balancing capabilities, so we can decide to send, we can do almost an active passive solution where we send all the traffic over one, and in the event of an outage, we roll it over to the other. We can load balance it in any fashion that we see. We can split it 50-50, 70-30 if we want, those types of things. Definitely makes for a much more available solution.
So this is stuff that we used to do with the router, right? We're in a lot of different places. I guess it sounds like a lot of different capabilities being sort of packaged into one big application server.
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
Now, one of the things about ISA server, if I remember correctly, and tell me if I'm wrong, but as I recall, you couldn't run it on a 64-bit platform. Is that right?
That's correct. So ISA server 2006 was 32-bit. Threat Management Gateway is completely 64-bit. There are no 32-bit versions of TMG. So that's great. It runs on Windows Server 2008 and Windows Server 2008 R2. And, of course, we recommend Server 2008 R2 because it is, of course, the latest operating system. But that bodes, that's definitely a positive thing for the TMG firewall, because the firewall certainly relies on the underlying operating system for its security. And in this case, of course, Server 2008 R2 is a fantastic platform for Threat Management Gateway.
So what's the coupling with Exchange exactly? That doesn't seem obvious. Is it spam filtering?
A little bit of everything, actually. So the enhanced email protection that is included with Threat Management Gateway essentially is, in terms of the integration, is the fact that we can actually install the Exchange Edge transport role directly on the TMG firewall.
Okay.
No longer do you have to have separate Exchange Edge transport device, perhaps behind another firewall or something like that. We can actually install that directly on the TMG firewall. So you have a single Edge security device that not only is your Edge firewall, but it is also your Exchange Edge transport server. We can also install Exchange forefront protection for Exchange directly on the TMG device. So you can actually manage all of that with one solution and actually manage it all within the TMG console. So not only the access policies for the Edge firewall, but your Exchange Edge configuration, as well as your spam filtering and email antivirus, which is a part of forefront protection for Exchange, all installed on the same device. And of course, again, as we had spoken about earlier, with TMG Enterprise, we have the ability to create clustered arrays. We can do that same thing and have high availability for our Exchange Edge transport as well.
It's very interesting. And your Celestix makes an appliance approach to this. Of course, everyone thinks of Microsoft as a software company, but you guys actually package this up as hardware.
That's correct. So we have a kind of turnkey solution. So our solution, the Celestix MSA series security appliance, is hardware version of Microsoft's Forefront Threat Management Gateway. Our appliances should be available sometime in February. And when that's available, you'll be able to actually purchase a hardened, pre-installed, pre-configured TMG appliance. What we do is we kind of package this up. We have some value-added components that are in the appliance.
Right.
And really the selling point here is, it's kind of a turnkey solution. We take the pain of installing and configuring all of this software out of it for you, and take that out of the equation, and so that you can actually install, configure, and deploy Threat Management Gateway a lot easier and a lot more simpler than having to do it yourself.
But in the end, this is a chunk of software. You can install it on any machine you want. Is there any real special requirements for the hardware? Is it just like two NICs is the minimum kind of thing?
Actually, you can deploy it with a single network interface. Of course, there are some limitations to what it can do with only a single network. The minimum recommended, not required, but recommended, of course, is two network interfaces. And depending on your configuration, two network interfaces certainly might work. In terms of hardware, of course, when we talk about hardware, the TMG has a lot of features and functionality that perform a lot of application layer inspection. It's sensitive, of course, to latency. So we like to be generous with the hardware on the Threat Management Gateway, because anytime you're doing application layer traffic inspection, URL filtering, malware and antivirus inspection, those types of things, network inspection, those types of things, again, are very time sensitive, and any latency there can produce a poor end user experience. So we want to be as generous as we can on the edge security device with our hardware.
When you're digging into every packet that crosses into the network, and that's a lot of packets.
That's correct. And there are times when we're operating on streams, so we actually have to essentially store some of that communication stream in order to perform inspection on it. So we're actually queuing some of that up as well. So very important that we be generous with the hardware there.
I took a peek on Microsoft's website at the forefront area, and there are 10 products named Forefront.
It's kind of like saying Office.
That's correct, right? Yes.
It's just, oh my goodness, like how do you sort all this out? So we've really only talked about Threat Management Gateway, which is one of the Forefront products.
Correct.
Some of these sound small. I mean, Forefront Protection for Exchange Server, that sounds like something that is also built into Threat Management Gateway.
You can integrate that with Threat Management Gateway, but essentially that is Microsoft's email protection software.
Right. And is there other big ones here? I mean, some of these look relatively simple pieces of software, identity manager, security console.
I can tell you identity management is not simple. Well, I'm dealing with that right now. It's not simple. It's quite powerful and really is a pretty cool product.
The Forefront Protection Manager suite includes a lot of different software to protect Microsoft infrastructure. So some of the big ones, of course, are Forefront Protection for Exchange, which is the Exchange email protection software. There is Forefront Protection for SharePoint, of course, that protects our SharePoint systems. Forefront Endpoint Protection, which, of course, is our desktop and server-based antivirus. There's a number of different Forefront Protection suites that are used. Again, this is Microsoft's security software platform. Also, Forefront Protection Manager is fairly compelling because with Forefront Protection Manager, this is formerly codenamed Sterling, with Forefront Protection Manager, we can actually manage all of our endpoint protection products in the Forefront suite in a single console, including integration with Threat Management Gateway. The compelling thing about Forefront Protection Manager is that it is a dynamic kind of event-driven application. And since it's integrated in monitoring all of your security endpoints, we can, as a security administrator, we can actually define security events and actions that might take place based on an event. So, for example, let's say, for instance, a user comes into his desktop, plugs in his flash drive, and he has a virus-infected Word document on the flash drive. Forefront Endpoint Protection will detect that, and it will, of course, signal the Forefront Protection Manager console. At that point, the Forefront Protection Manager console recognizes that, of course, the user has a virus on his desktop, and as a security administrator, I can make a number of decisions based on that event. First thing off, I may want to just prevent his internet access until I have completed a scan on his workstation. So at this point, Forefront Protection Manager will actually signal Threat Management Gateway and we can block his internet access. At that point, I can perhaps also kick off a scan of his email inbox. So it will actually signal Forefront Protection for Exchange to go ahead and kick off a scan on his email box. There's a lot of different things that can happen with Forefront Protection Manager. Mm-hmm. Very compelling software. And if you're deploying the Microsoft Forefront Protection Suite, something to consider and something to look into.
I suddenly had this vision of the movie Brazil, and then three guys come out of the ceiling on ropes, grab the guy, put him in a bag, and disappear down the hallway.
That's random.
Yes, absolutely.
That was a
security,
good movie.
Darn it.
That's a good movie.
Take it seriously. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it's just, I like the idea of a common console so that right down to a bad USB key, you sort of work your way back. Does NAP fit into this anywhere, network access protection? Because my immediate thought when you mentioned that part was, hey, that machine's no longer safe. I'm not so worried about keeping them off the internet. I'm worried about keeping them off the servers.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Threat Management Gateway's integration with NAP is really confined to remote access VPN. So when if a user comes in via the remote access VPN component provided by Threat Management Gateway, we can integrate with NAP and enforce our security policies that way.
That's cool. The other product here that caught my attention was Forefront Unified Access Gateway. That sounds like a sort of superset product.
Essentially, yes. So Forefront Unified Access Gateway is the latest revision of the Microsoft Intelligent Application Gateway, or IAG software. This is Microsoft's remote access offering. This was this is essentially an SSL VPN, but it certainly does much more than that. Unified Access Gateway is essentially a remote access solution. As we talked about with Threat Management Gateway, it is an integrated edge security gateway, offers a number of different roles. Essentially, Unified Access Gateway takes one of those roles, the remote access role, and kind of like supercharges it. UAG is the remote access solution of choice for Microsoft products. It is an SSL VPN, but it's certainly much more than that. With the Unified Access Gateway, we have the ability to create application portals. We have the ability to it's highly extensible and highly customizable, so we can really do a lot of different things with the Unified Access Gateway. Right now, the most compelling reason, of course, to deploy Unified Access Gateway is if you're considering a direct access solution. I know sometime last year you guys had Dana Epp on, and he was talking about direct access.
Right, and direct access is like the replacement for VPN access.
It really is. Yes, it really is the future of remote access.
Right.
It is instant access, always on access for the enterprise. And the nice part of that, well, of course, direct access, as Dana had mentioned, is really built into the Windows infrastructure.
Right.
UAG essentially adds some significant value to an existing or to your, you know, proposed direct access solution. With UAG, of course, we have the ability to provide high availability to a direct access solution, which is not available or very difficult to implement without UAG. Also, UAG has some new IPv6 transition technologies that essentially make it so that when you deploy UAG with direct access, you do not need to have native IPv6 running anywhere in your Microsoft environment. It only really needs to be running on the UAG gateway. Mm-hmm. And we can transition and make applications available that are native IPv4 available through direct access, which is something that you cannot do without UAG.
And that's, Dana mentioned that you had to have the IPv6 stack running on the Win7 client machine as well as on the R2 server.
Right, to take advantage of that.
So UAG eliminates that requirement?
It eliminates that requirement from your backend application. So I can have a native application server on the backend running IPv4, not having an IPv6 stack on it. So
okay.
It could be a Windows 2000 box or a Windows 2003 box without IPv6 running on it. With UAG and with some of the transition technologies like DNS64 and NAT64, we have the ability to actually extend those over direct access without having native IPv6 running on the backend server. That's not available with the vanilla direct access implementation that's available
for
standard Windows products outside of UAG.
Is that sort of a publishing model? Are they publishing it out to an IPv6 network? And
yep.
That's kind of a proxy?
Correct. Reverse proxy, essentially, yes.
Gotcha.
So it sounds to me, direct access comes with R2, and this is sort of the plain Jane version. And if you want to spend a little money on it, and it sounds like it's a good idea to do so, you buy Forefront UAG, and you take direct access up a notch.
Absolutely. Take it up a notch in terms of it's certainly easier to deploy because of the transition technologies that are included with UAG, and also provides for high availability. I can't imagine anyone wanting to deploy a solution like direct access without some basic high availability, and UAG provides it.
So I guess I'm curious, if you take UAG next to TMG in our EIEIO world here, so if you take those two things next to each other, there's some redundancy between the products, but when you use them together, do they integrate directly together? Is it a tight integration, or are you deploying a second product in UAG that sort of trumps the other product, but they're separate from each other? Or is there something a little bit in between where they have a touch point, but they're not necessarily tightly integrated?
Well, that's a great question, and one certainly that we get quite often. So what I like to say is that these two products are very complementary. They do have some overlap in their capabilities. So again, with Threat Management Gateway, it really is an access solution. Threat Management Gateway is really about protecting our corporate users when they're accessing the internet. So it's really an outbound access solution. However, it does have some remote access capabilities. So in other words, it does support client-based VPN. It does support site-to-site VPN as well. Now, with the Unified Access Gateway, essentially this is a premium remote access solution. So if you have limited or very simple remote access requirements, Threat Management Gateway may meet those requirements. However, if you're going to want to do, a more detailed and more granular endpoint protection, more detailed and more granular endpoint inspection, then UAG is your choice. If you want direct access and you want high availability for direct access, then UAG is your choice. But there may be times when you actually deploy both, Craig. There may be times when you have an environment which you're trying to protect your, of course, inside users right. when they're accessing the internet, and we want the capabilities of integrated gateway antivirus. We want the URL filtering. We want to be able to inspect outbound SSL encrypted traffic so that we can, we can protect our internal users when they're going out to the internet. UAG does not do that. UAG is a purely a remote access solution today. And so UAG is really about allowing access into our network securely.
So I guess when I think about these products and we talk about a common management interface, what does that really mean from a day-to-day standpoint? I mean, the cost of managing these things really, or of these products, a lot of the times for this class of products, not just the forefront stuff, but just, security and a lot of IT infrastructure products in general, isn't so much in the upfront cost, the acquisition and the deployment. It's in the use of it over time. Is there a capability in the forefront suite for common policy, across products, if you used, the unified or the centralized management interface? Are there some things that I can get extra by deploying it that way that make me more efficient?
Absolutely. So at a low level, if we're talking simply about Threat Management Gateway, absolutely. So we have the ability to manage any number of firewalls with a single management console. And depending on your configuration, you can actually manage them with a single firewall policy. With Unified Access Gateway, Unified Access Gateway now has support for clustered arrays. And again, you get the same capabilities. I can manage a group of UAG remote access servers with a common policy. Now, from a higher level, if you're looking at this from a forefront security suite view, you can manage those from a single point using a Forefront Protection Manager. And in that case, what you have is a single management console that has the ability to configure and interact with all of the Forefront Protection Suite products. So yes, so you do have a single management console. You don't have multiple products that you have to manage with multiple different consoles and learn, a number of different types of user interfaces. You have a common user interface. And of course, with Microsoft, products are very typically, easy to install, easy to configure, easy to deploy, easy to maintain. And easy to manage. They, their user interfaces are usually very intuitive, and you have a common look and feel across all of the Forefront Protection products like that. So, yeah.
I guess my question even a little more specifically is, and I'm asking this in the blind, I don't know the answer to it, but when I think about managing multiple applications in a single console, one of the things that helps me to be consistent is if I can write one set of policies, security policies, if you will, which will then be pushed out to and consumed by all the different applications that are out there. So in other words, if I have, some inbound access management in, one product and a little bit in the other product, that I can write one policy that can then be leveraged across all of the, all those applications that might consume that portion of my security policy. That's kind of where I was going. Is that there today? Is it something that might be there in the future?
To some extent, yes. And again, that would be done with Forefront Protection Manager. Now, with Forefront Protection Manager, I don't think that you can actually write like firewall policies with that and remote access policies, but certainly you can enforce a general security policy across a broad suite of Forefront Protection endpoints. But it today doesn't have the ability, at least to my knowledge, to actually, install and configure access policies on the firewall, configure remote access policies on the UAG system, and so forth. But we're probably getting there at some point, but we're not quite there today.
Okay, fair enough.
Guys, we're just about out of time. Richard, any final words?
No, not really. As I said before, the Threat Management Gateway is an excellent product. It has a lot of different features and functionalities. Encourage you to go out to the website and take a look at that. And of course, you have to throw in a plug for the people who pay my paycheck. And that is Celestix Networks. If you're looking to deploy this, quickly and easily, I would certainly encourage you to look at a hardware appliance, version of Threat Management Gateway. We have those coming out, in the next month or so. So it should be good.
Richard Hicks, thanks very much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll talk to you next week on Run As Radio.